Blessed be your name tonight, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you for all you've done, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Oh, I praise you. I lift you up, Lord. I love you with all my soul. Lord, we come expecting, Lord, great things. You never failed us, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You love him with all your heart tonight? Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to have each one that could come tonight. We got Brother Nathan. I sure appreciate him taking the service for us. I remember in 2 weeks he'll be taking service again. That's because, and I've told you, but I'm going to make sure you don't forget. I'm teaching college on Tuesday night. So it felt pretty good on my end. I don't know about you all, but it was nice knowing yesterday I didn't have to preach the next day. So I was able to, you know, it was a little nerve-wracking teaching college, but that ain't nothing compared to preaching. So praise the Lord for that, you know. Brothers willing to help out and that love the Lord, you know, and that's the main thing I look for when you think of a minister to come. You want people that love the Lord. Amen. You want people that love God's people, that want to feed the sheep. And you'd have to love God's people to come here, I guess, right? There's only... You ain't going to get a whole lot of popularity out of us 20, 30, whoever. We could have 40, 50 if everyone come. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Amen. Man, think about it. But the Lord knows, and we're in a going home time, brother, sister. I believe that. We never forget the promises. All you got to do is remember where you came from.
Amen.
All you got to remember is that one time you were somebody's prayer. Who still wasn't serving the Lord. And here you are today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So don't lose the faith now. This is the best time ever to believe God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's good to have Sister Cheyenne with us as well. We didn't mean to go shove her off in the corner or nothing, but that's all right, sis. It's good to have you with us. Even if you're in the back, you're still in the front here. So just get it. That's right. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to be in his house. I just want to worship him and praise him. And I'm just expecting great things tonight, brother, sister. I am. Great things.
Yes.
Everything. All things are truly possible. Those of you here Sunday, man, we had a great time in the Lord, didn't we? And it did. The main thing it did me good is just, like I'm saying right now, remembering what the Lord's done. He's been so good to us. He's so faithful. He's still the supernatural God. He never changes. We don't serve God for naught. We serve the Almighty. As Dad read the scripture, I love that. You know, they serve idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, let's sing It's By Faith tonight, if we can. Just that little chorus. Let's give God praise. Let's get our hearts in line. Say, Father, I come expecting to hear your voice. Speak to me deep and rich tonight. As we invite Brother Nathan, let's sing with all of our hearts. It's by faith that I believe. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. Have your way tonight, Lord. Oh, it's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive.
Love you in the Lord. Turn with me to Psalms, the 19th chapter, as we're kind of getting comfortable here, but just want to say we appreciate you and always love coming to speak here and find a welcome spirit with the people and pull on the word. And plus, I don't have to shave when I come preach for Brother Andrew. So that's a bonus, brother. Praise God. Amen. I'm just kidding. Amen. But Psalms, the 19th chapter and the 14th verse. And if the Lord will help us tonight, we have a little thought on our heart. We've preached it before, but may God make it fresh on the power
amen.
Of the tongue.
Yes, Lord.
The power of the tongue.
Amen.
Just, amen. Let the words, Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer.
Yes, Father.
Amen. Is that your prayer tonight?
Sure.
Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to come before your word, Lord. Not only a letter word tonight, Father, but a living word, Lord. Living people, Father, living out this word, Lord. Lord, the bride of Jesus Christ, that, Lord, that eternal queen of heaven, Father, that you've called out of this age, Lord Jesus. Lord, it is our deep desire, Father, to be a blessing to your people, Father, to be edifying, Father, to, Lord, to do the work that you've called us to do for the perfecting of the body, Lord, so we can get out of this place, out of this world, Father, that, Lord, we could just see the people come up higher, Father, see them have more victory, Father, come more into line with the word of the hour, Father. Help us, Lord Jesus. Come and take control, Lord, as we yield our vessels. Father, we surrender ourselves to you, Father. Sanctify our lips. Lord, speak tonight to your people, Father, for only you can bring the words of life. We're trusting in you tonight, Father, as we come before your word. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. God bless you. Let's turn to James, the third chapter, and take our foundation tonight on the power of the tongue. Amen. How many know the tongue is the most powerful member of your body? Amen. That's what the scripture says. Amen. James in the third chapter. And I like the way he comes right in. He says, my brethren, be not many masters. And that masters means teachers. That word means teachers. Be not many teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Amen. In other words, the more you think you know, the more you're held accountable for.
Yes,
amen.
That's right.
Amen. So be not many teachers. We ought to take that to heart tonight. Yes, amen. For in many things we offend all. But watch this. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man.
Come on now. Yes.
Amen. In other words, you can live right, act right, talk right, dress right. Amen. But if you offend in word, you ruin the whole thing. Amen.
Sure. Yep. Right.
It's not a complete picture.
Right.
Amen. But it's any man that offends not in word, the same as a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body.
Yes.
Yep. Amen. That's overcoming power.
Yes, sir.
He says, behold, now watch God's analogies here. Now, everybody's got analogies, and I'm not a person. Personally, I don't like analogies. I don't know how you are, Brother Andrew, but you know, somebody wants you to see something their way, and they'll come with some analogy or some metaphor and some nice poetic way of putting something. Well, if you look at it, life's like a box of chocolates or you know, it's like just like leaves going down the stream or something like that, you know. But that's man's analogies, but God's analogies are perfect. Amen. You can take God's analogies and you can read into them, and you can really draw principles out of them. You can really, amen, that you can really rest on them because it's God's word. Amen. Amen. So here James isn't just, you know, saying whatever comes to mind, but there's a point to this analogy now. He says, now watch, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Now behold also ships, though they be so great and driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth.
Right.
Amen. Whoever, you know, you can have a great big battleship, but it's one little guy behind that wheel. Amen.
Right.
And he's steering the whole thing. Amen. He says, now just like that, the tongue is a little member, but it boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Amen. Just a little spark.
Amen.
And he says, and the tongue is a fire. Oh, James is such a preacher.
Yes,
he says, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell.
That's right.
For every kind of beast and bird and serpent and thing in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame.
Come on now.
Amen. That means it's going to take the supernatural.
That's right. That's right.
It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Amen. Isn't that the truth? Can you say amen to the reading of the word?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How many know if you want to raise a garden and you want it to be fruitful and you want it to be successful? Amen. If you try watering it with salt water, what's going to happen? Amen. You're not going to get much of a crop, brother. It's going to be a poor harvest.
Right.
Amen. With that salt water coming forth. Amen. But, you know, to see the seed come to fruition. Amen. It's going to take a fresh water.
Yes.
And only a fresh water. And we can't mix it. Amen.
Yes,
we can't,
sir.
It's got to be wholly pure.
Yes.
It's got to be wholly sanctified water. Amen. To bring a harvest.
Yes.
Amen. That's what James is saying here. Is he says, don't mix your words with the words of the world and its negative confessions,
right,
and its complaints and its doubts and all of Satan's words.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And don't mix your word with any of man's ideas.
Amen.
Don't bother repeating what man has to say or what your thoughts on the matter are, what your opinions are. Amen.
Amen.
That's why James said, be not many masters. He said, be not many teachers. In other words, don't get the attitude about you that your opinions is right and the whole world's got to hear it. Amen. Don't ever be that kind of a Christian that says, well, you get an attitude about you like, well, everybody needs to hear what I got to say because I got something to say. Amen. Amen. But that's not a Christian attitude. Amen. That's not a Christian anointing. Amen. To want to take your interpretation or your opinions, amen, or your thought on the matter and get it out there so that everybody's listening to you and everybody's hearing what you've got to say. Amen. Amen. But that's not what it's all about. Amen. Because all you're doing is heaping condemnation on yourself. Amen. When you should be yielding your voice to nothing but the Word of God. Amen. No man's interpretation, not your spin, not your agenda, your politics. Amen. But just the Word. Just purely the Word. Amen. Amen. Be not men. And that's what I believe about this message is that the message is not just another philosophy or just some other way of thinking about something that you can just take this message and just kind of throw it out there and talk about it and twist it and argue about it and all those things. I don't believe it's something to be spoken lightly. Amen. I don't believe it's something to be spoken irreverently, but there's a great responsibility that comes with the message of the hour. Amen. Because the Bible said, amen, about this bride of the end time, amen, in a type of John, that she would prophesy again. Amen. She would, in other words, she would have a ministry on the face of the earth. Thou must prophesy. You've got to prophesy, John. Amen. You believer. Amen. You've got to prophesy. Amen. That's why the Bible says the Spirit and the bride say, come. They say come. Amen.
Yes.
See, what is it? It's a ministry that we have. Amen. It's a certain thing. It's a clear thing in the scripture. Amen. That this bride of the end time, she won't be mute. Amen. She won't be in confusion or in Babel. Amen. But she will have a clear message going forth to the world. Amen. So if we have a message to carry, then there's a great responsibility and there should be great attention paid to what's coming out of this mouth. Amen. Because it's important. Amen. Because see, it's a great calling. Amen. It's a great pure and sacred thing. The revealing of the Word, the opening of the mysteries. Amen. All these things that have been revealed to this bride. Amen. But see, the more and the more that the revelation becomes clear of who she is, the more she's required, amen, to bring her communication into line with the vision. Amen. We've got to catch the vision. Amen. So what would, how can God accomplish what he wants to do in the bride? Amen. If these tongues are just wagging, wagging, amen, and it's chaos in the camp and babble in the city. Amen. That's not going to produce what God's trying to produce in this end time. Amen. But he wants a bride, amen, who has the Word and knows what he wants done with it. Amen. And it's on her lips. Amen. She's speaking this Word. Amen. And only the Word, and surrendering to this Word. Amen. Amen. That's where we've got to be, because why? There's power in your words. There's power in what you're saying. There's significance. There's something to it, my brother, my sister. Amen. There's something to it. How many know there's power in the word of a believer? Hallelujah. But see, it's power in the word of a believer. Now, there's many popular ministries in the world today around this word of faith doctrine. Yeah. Amen. And prosperity gospel and how, well, you just speak and get whatever you want. Amen.
Oh my.
Oh my. I declare a new car. I declare more money, a raise, a better job. Amen.
Right.
Amen. But see, the power that's been given to this bride, amen, to speak, amen, it's just like Jesus. Amen. Jesus went out and he healed the sick.
Sure.
Amen. He raised up the lame, raised up the dead, and he did all these things. But the prophet said he didn't manifest that power just to draw attention to himself, gratify himself, or lift himself up in front of people, but he did it to fulfill the word.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's what Brother Branham said. He did it to fulfill the scripture. Amen. And the power that's in the bride today, amen, is not a power to be used just to throw out there and say, well, I declare there'll never be any more trials. I declare I don't have to go through anything anymore. Amen. I declare there'll never be a struggle. There'll never be temptation. Amen. I declare it's going to be an easy ride. Amen. Amen. You can declare all that you want, but the power that's been given to you, amen, is it's anointed, amen, for you to fulfill the word that's spoken of this bride. Amen. To fulfill the message of the hour. It's a word, amen, to get in line with what the prophet said. Amen. Get on board with the program. Follow, catch the vision. Amen. And manifest the bride of the hour. Oh my, I think of that quote, Brother Chad read in the meetings this last week, and wasn't that wonderful, those that were able to make it. Amen. He said, what is, Brother Bram said, what is the bride? She's the manifested word of the hour. She's the manifestation of this hour. Hallelujah. That's what's going on, amen, in the world today. That's the whole point of it all, amen. God is forming himself a bride. Amen. You want to be part of that bride, amen, then you've got to adopt that confession.
Yeah.
Amen. You've got to start speaking that word. You've got to come into line with that word.
Yes,
not your opinion, not your feeling, not your desire. Amen. But the word. But the word. Jesus did the miraculous to fulfill the word. That's the power that's in the bride. That's the power in the tongue of a believer, is to fulfill the word. Hallelujah. You believe that? Amen. So we see why. Now, how does that work? The Bible says that the tongue is a seat of control.
That's it. Right.
That's what he's saying here in these analogies that we called your attention to. Amen. He says, he said we put bits in the horse's mouth. Amen. You think of a great big war horse, great big sound, so much power in that animal. Amen. You put a little bitty man on there. Amen. A big old quarter horse, you put a little bitty jockey on there. Amen. But see, as long as he's got control of that bit, he's steering the whole animal. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
He's got control. And the same with a great big ship and all the sails and trimming. Amen. And all the things. But see, whoever's got control of that wheel, amen, it's got control of the ship.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It doesn't matter the storm, amen,
right.
But whoever's at the wheel, right?
Amen.
Amen. Because, and that's what the tongue is, that James is saying, it's a seat of control.
Yes, Lord.
A seat of control. Now, there's your key to overcoming.
Amen. Right.
Is to get control of the tongue. That's where victories are won. That's where victories are lost. That's the greatest battle ever fought, is to get control of your confession. The great battle in the mind, amen, you know who's winning that battle by who's got control of this guy. Amen. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. Now, Brother Bram said, now there are 718 quotes on confession. All right? So this is pretty clearly a pretty fundamental attribute of what we believe. Amen. Amen. But here's one of them. Brother Bram said, now notice he's the high priest of your confession.
That's right.
Right? He says, you get what I mean? What you confess you are, that's what you are.
That's it.
Any man will never, now watch this now.
Come on.
Amen. You want some, how many want something more from God? Amen. You want to reach a higher place. Amen. A higher, oh my. We want more.
Yes.
Amen. Here's your key to have more. Brother Bram says, a man will never live any farther.
Come on now.
Or any higher than what he believes he's living.
Amen.
That's it. Hallelujah. A man will never, he says, what you confess you are, is what you are. Brother Bram said about, he said, makes you a Christian, it's because you believe you're a Christian. Amen. When you stop believing you're a Christian, then you're no longer a Christian. But as long as that faith is in there, amen, to bring confession,
amen,
because Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. Amen. That, so you're just as high tonight, amen, as you believe you're living. Isn't that something? Doesn't that just kind of go against the way we want to approach things? Amen. But see, it's the law of confession. It's the law of confession. It's a law of God. Now, God operates by this law of confession. Brother Branham said over and over, he goes in it. You just read about what he had to say about confession. Amen. The high priest of our confession. But the way it works, God's law. Now, I'm a mechanical person. I like to figure out the mechanics, like to figure out the formula, and how can I put it to work for me, Brother James? How can I make it work for me? All right? Here's the formula. Amen. Now, see, you hear the word. Amen. God declares His word over the earth. He sends you a preacher, sends you a prophet. Amen. Sends you a scripture. God moves on your heart. God gives you the word. He'll lay it in front of you. Amen. Whoever you are, God will lay the word in front of you. All right? Now, when you hear that word, you're either going to believe it or you're going to doubt it. Right? Now, if you believe that word, here's God's law. He declares the word. You hear the word. That's by grace, by the way. Amen. Then faith rises up you. That's grace too, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Amen. So you hear the word and you believe it and you begin to speak it and your faith, amen, your faith will come on that confession and then He'll be the high priest of your confession and He'll bring to pass whatever you're speaking. That's God's law. That's how God operates in your life. Amen. You got to operate by God's program, by God's law. Amen. Not by, oh, I wish God would just wave a magic wand and everything would be better. Amen. Amen. You got to bring your confession in line with the word. That's the law that God has placed in the scripture. Amen. By which we receive from Him. Amen. Amen. It's with the heart we believe to righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Amen. All that deliverance, all the healing, all those attributes of the bleeding lamb, amen. Amen. Comes by that law of confession. Amen. Now, how many know Satan is not a creator? He's not a creator. Satan can only pervert. Now, so Satan is just as bound to God's law as you are. Satan is bound to God's law. Now, watch here. Satan perverts. Satan takes the way that God works and he twists it to his own purpose. All right. So now, how does that look in your life? All right, same way. You can either hear the word or you can listen to Satan's lies. Amen. Amen. You listen to what your coworkers say about you, the gossip going around. Amen. Listen to the things going on. Listen to Satan whispering in your ear. Look at how you messed up here. Look at what you did back there. Amen. Look at, you're just this way. You're just nothing. You can't do this. Oh my. And you're listening to Satan's lie. That's lies of the enemy. Amen. Lies of the enemy. And you either you can hear God's word or you can hear Satan's lies. Now listen, we live in a world where try as you might, you can't altogether avoid hearing Satan's voice. Amen. Because Brother Branham said he's got a right to that punch. I mean, amen. But see, now, so you can't stop Satan from coming and whispering altogether. Amen. But you can sure kick your TV out. Amen. You can sure stay off of a certain such and such a website. Amen. You can sure do some things. Amen. To limit him. Amen. Amen. But see, but oh, don't get me wrong tonight. Amen. But see, then now you're either going to believe what Satan has to say or you're going to reject it. All right. So see, now he, just like God's law, Satan speaks his word and you believe it. And that's a perverted into an unbelief. And that brings sin. That brings a failure. That brings a weakness in your life. By the same law, you begin to speak Satan's language. Amen. And once Satan gets control of that guy, oh my, it's downhill. Immediately downhill, my brother, my sister, because now you've given him control of God's great tool in your life. Amen. It's God's great tool, God's great law of blessing in your life, and you've let Satan take control.
Come on now.
Oh my, because see, what is he doing? He's taking the very faith God has given you and he's twisting it.
Yes.
Amen. And he'll take faith and make you say that you're an unbeliever.
That's right. Come on.
Yeah. Oh my. So don't you see? Amen. We don't have to give any place to the devil.
Right.
Amen. You don't have to listen to what Satan has to say. I'm a person. Amen. I'm a preacher. I preach a lot of grace. A lot of grace, amen, because I need a lot of grace. Amen. But see, I still believe, amen, that we don't have to live subject to the enemy. Amen. I still believe that like Brother Bram said, a man can live so close to God, the devil doesn't know what to do with him. I believe there's an opportunity. Amen. I believe there's a place where a man or a woman can live, amen, where Satan can't touch them. Amen. But they a hiding place, amen, an inner court, amen, somewhere where you can go with God, amen, where it's all that positive, all the time. Amen. Like Brother Branham said about why are people so tossed about? He said, you ever see a Christian, just seems like no matter what happens, amen, they've got a good testimony. They're happy. Amen. They're on fire for God. Amen. Their testimony is not affected. Amen. So Satan can't get any control in their life. Oh my, that's the key right there, brother, sister. Brother Ram said, see, Jesus is the high priest of our confession.
Yes, sir.
This is in Show Us the Father. He says, he can't do nothing for you till first you accept it and confess that it's already done.
That's right.
Amen. And Satan can't do anything to you, amen, until you accept it and confess that it's so. Amen. And but see, he said he can't do it. Now Jesus can't do anything for you. Oh my, how many times have we frustrated God? Amen. He says he can't do anything for you till you accept it and confess that it's already done. And he will make, watch now, he'll make your body, your nature, come subject to his word. Amen. He says, do you understand now? You must act just like it's already done. Amen. Amen. That's where it is. Now see, that's where we will fail every time, brother, sister. That's where Satan gets in. If Satan can get control of your testimony, that's when you lose the victory. Amen. When Satan gets control of your mouth. Amen. Now, Brother Rand said, now it's a strange thing that this is so much thought of people. They say, well, I'm weak. My faith is not very much. I'm not a very good Christian. Oh, he's preaching on us. Amen. He says that's just what the devil wants you to say. Amen. You're just talking his language right there. Amen. Oh my. He says, see, you must never say that. Don't never let your testimony be negative. Let it be positive all the time. I am saved. Amen. I have God in my heart. I Him with all my heart. Do you believe in divine healing? With all my heart. Amen. Let's say it. Amen. I am saved. Amen. I have God in my heart. Amen. I believe Him with all of my heart. Amen. Do you believe in divine healing? With all of my heart. Amen. Let your testimony always in your thoughts and everything. Never permit a negative thought to come in your mind if you can help it. Woo. Amen. He says when it starts that, don't entertain it. Oh, hallelujah. You say, well, I can't help the thoughts from coming. That's what I was just telling you. He says, well, that would be like a farmer that said he couldn't stop the birds from flying over, but he could sure keep them from building a nest. Amen. When Satan comes and wants to whisper all of his nonsense and all of his lies into your ear, amen, don't give him any place. Don't argue with him. Just reject it. That's what is right there. As we get to arguing with devil, and the devil invented debate. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're going to fight him on his own turf. Amen. And leave your city of refuge to go through battle. Amen. With an enemy on his ground. But if you ever just hide yourself in the word of God. Amen. And refuse anything that doesn't line up with the promises of the scripture. Amen. Then you'll have such a victory rise up in your life. Till Satan won't know what to do with you. Satan will have no effect in your life. Amen. Because he's the high priest of your confession. If you will submit to God's law. Amen. And submit your mouth only to what God has said. Amen. Then what could it be in your life? What could it be in our church? What could it be in this bride if she'd ever realized? Amen. She doesn't have to repeat Satan's lies. She doesn't have to give any time to the devil. Don't waste your time. Waste your energy. Waste your life. Amen. Speaking with Satan's lies. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can sure stop that devil from building a nest. Amen. Oh, yes, you can. Amen. I know a little bit about it. Amen. Satan comes in. Amen. Says, well, think about this. Look at that. Amen. Don't you want this? Amen. Don't you? Devil. Amen. Well, did you see how so is the devil? Amen. You don't even have to say anything. Amen. Just something in your mouth, something in your heart says that's the devil. Amen. You just keep doing what you're doing. Oh my, we wrestle with him so much.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He says God can only bless you as you confess that he's done it for you. He's the high priest of our confession. That's Hebrews 3. He's the high priest of our confession. He can only do for us as we accept it and believe it. Confess it. That's all that he can do for you. Amen. His Bible law, that's his provided way. Amen. Oh my, you get some problem in your life. Amen. You run to the deacon. Amen. You run to the pastor. Amen. But until you run to God and change your confession, God can't do anything for you. Amen. Until you're willing to change your confession. Oh, pastor. Oh, I just seems like I just can't get the victory. Just can't get over this. You know, just pray for me. I'm still struggling with this. I'm still there. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Oh, just, if only I had more faith.
Oh my.
Oh my. The faith of a mustard seed, brother. Amen. Amen. You got enough faith to open your mouth and start talking. You got enough faith. Amen. You didn't have any trouble with faith when Satan came with his argument. Amen. You believe that real good. Amen. Yeah. Well, you just sold out to Satan's message. Amen. You did it. Oh, you became Satan's evangelist and ran around the church. Amen. Spreading what Satan put in your heart. Amen. Criticizing that one. Amen. And giving your opinion on that one. And gossiping about this one. Amen. And tearing this one down and being such a murmur and such a complainer till everybody around you loses the victory too. Amen. Oh, don't give place to the devil. Amen. But see, that's the key. That's where Satan gets the victory. Because if Satan, oh my. Woo. Amen. Now watch this. Brother Bram says, how can I overcome now? We want to be overcomers. Brother Bram says, to overcome means to recognize the devil in every one of his tricks. Amen. In other words, when he comes your way talking, you decide find for who he is.
That's right. That's
amen. Now see, lots of people says there is no devil. It's just a thought. Don't you believe that? There's a real devil. He's just as real as you are or anybody. He says a real devil and you must recognize him real. You must know he's a devil. And then the same time that you recognize him and know that he's a devil and he's against you, now to overcome, you must recognize that the God in you is greater and mightier than he is. That the one in you has already overcome him. And by his grace, you are more than a match for him. Hallelujah. Amen. There's real overcoming when you recognize, you look back, say, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Then know you're defeated. Hey, but there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus
amen.
That walk not after the flesh, that after the spirit. Then you realize that you've overcome and you know that he's the devil.
Amen.
Now watch this. Now watch this. I love the way Brother Bram just brings it in perfection now. He says, you can't say, I got a sickness and I don't believe it is a sickness.
That's right. Come on.
Ooh, that'll step on some charismatic toes. He says, you can't just say, I got a sickness, I don't believe it's a sickness. You know, I don't believe what that doctor said. He says, oh yes, it is a sickness. Now this goes against the grain, but now if you'll be teachable tonight, he says, oh yes, it is a sickness. He says, you got cancer, you don't believe it is a cancer. It is a cancer. It is a cancer. See, but remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. Now you can see, we're not talking about denial tonight. Amen. We're not talking about just denying the trial. We're talking about claiming the victory. Amen. See, because it's not just, this isn't some, don't turn this into some kind of hippie nonsense, you know, some new agey kind of positive thinking. You know, there's all kinds of, you know, there's all kinds of pseudoscience around that. And a lot of people around this message, they really get into that. And I just personally think it's a lot of hippie stuff. But you know, it's not saying, you know, well, I just don't believe it.
Oh my.
That's not faith. That's denial.
That's right.
Amen. That's avoidance.
That's right.
Amen. But let me tell you about overcoming.
Yeah.
Amen. Greater, remember that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You must realize that the Holy Spirit that's in you has already overcome this thing. Amen. You tried to, oh my. Amen. You don't give the Lord Jesus the victory by removing the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. He's in you and you can overcome by him.
That's right.
He says that's exactly sensible, exactly the way the scripture's written. Overcoming.
Amen.
We overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's the blood of the Lamb, brother. Amen. It's that price that was paid on Calvary. Amen. It was the sacrifice, the blood that was shed. It's all in the blood of that Lamb. Every promise. Amen. Everything, amen, that we have need of, it's yea and amen by the blood of the Lamb. It's a finished work of Calvary. You don't have anything to do with it. Amen. You don't have anything to earn it. Amen. You have no way, amen, of adding to what God has already done. It is the finished work of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. The blood of Calvary. Amen. But see, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. See, in other words, the blood of the Lamb, amen, precious though it be, amen, you could be baptized in it tonight, but it doesn't do you any good until you combine it with the word of your testimony, until you speak the word of faith, amen, upon the blood of the Lamb. Amen. You can't have overcoming power, but when you combine, amen, what Christ has already done for you, amen, with the power of just believing or repeating what he said. Amen. Just speak the word. Just speak the promise. Amen. Then your overcoming power will rise up. And it doesn't matter what the circumstance. Amen. It's over. It's finished. It's finished. Amen. But it's in your hour of confession, the hour of revelation, when faith rises up to take hold of the word. That's when overcoming power takes hold. Amen. Testimony is the spirit of prophecy.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
That's how we overcome.
That's it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, sir.
I just love that. Amen. And that's what I'm coming to, brother. That's where the devil will get you every time.
Yes, sir.
That's where you lose every battle. It's where you lose every victory, is when you lose that confession.
Oh, yeah.
When he can make you start, amen, repeating his lies.
Amen.
But if you can keep a positive confession, conversely, you can never be defeated.
Amen.
Amen. You can never be defeated. Now think about that. Amen. Now you could be like Job. Amen. And sit on an old ash heap. Amen. And your world's falling. Amen. Your family's falling apart. And you. Everything's gone wrong. Amen. Your life is just over. Amen. But as long as you're on that ash heap with a positive confession, brother, you're sitting on the ash heap of victory. Amen. Because as long as Job would sit there with all everything going wrong around him and say, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Amen. Job was a champion. Job was a victor. Amen. Job never lost the challenge. Amen. Because it was Satan that came to God and said, "I bet I can make him curse you. I bet I can make him speak my word and not yours. Amen. I bet I can make him doubt. I can make him complain. I can make him gossip. Amen. I can make him do something. Amen. I can make him reject your word and speak mine." Amen. God says, "Go ahead and try." Amen. Go ahead and try. But as long as Job, amen, had a testimony that says, "You know what? The Lord gave it in the first place. Doesn't matter what goes wrong. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to let my lips, amen, be surrendered to God and his word. And I'm just going to speak the word. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Amen. Then it doesn't matter if your whole world falls apart. If you keep that confession, hallelujah, you're a champion. Amen. You're undefeated. Amen. You're victorious. If you could ever just get a hold of that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just to think of it. Amen. Job said, "Skin worms eat my body, yet I know in my flesh I shall see God." Amen. If we could just realize. That's why Paul said, "Comfort one another with these words." Amen. Doesn't matter what we struggle here. Amen. What we suffer. Amen. He says, "One day, in the blink of an eye." Amen. This corruption will put on incorruptible. Amen. And we'll step into another realm. And we'll never weep again. We'll never sorrow. There'll never be little children shriveled up in starvation. There'll never be war. There'll never be famine. There'll never be strife or envy. It's all pass away. That's the truth, brother, sister. Doesn't matter if this body is destroyed here in this temporary place. In our flesh we shall see God. I know my Redeemer liveth. Amen. He's able to raise up the dust of this body into a glorified body. Amen. Into a glorious form. A God form. A word form. Theophany. Amen. That's where I'm going. Amen. That's where I'm. That's my
predestination. Amen. That's my root. Hallelujah. I'm predestinated to that. The devil can't take it away. And as long as that's my confession, amen, that it doesn't matter what happens today, doesn't matter what happens tomorrow, doesn't matter if I don't get the job, doesn't matter if I don't get a nice car, doesn't matter if I never have a nice house, doesn't matter if people like me, I'm going to that city, I'm going to that place, amen, my motherland, Jerusalem, which is above, amen, she's free, amen, she's liberated, hallelujah, and I'm a citizen of that city, I'm an ambassador of that city, and I act like the people over there, I'm free, I'm happy, I'm in heavenly places. Hallelujah. The devil can't take it away. Amen. Unless I give it up.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Glory to God.
Oh, my. Amen. But see, don't get that fear on you. We're always expecting the worst.
That's right. Come on, man.
I've never seen such a nerved up, nervous people like around this message. My, just always expecting something bad to go wrong. You know, the Lord's blessing us. Must be a trial up ahead. How many ever thought that way? If you're honest, me too. Amen. But see, oh my. You know, I was raised, I think the Lord, raised in a Christian family, and I was just raised to think that everything's going to be okay.
Right.
Amen. I still believe that.
Yes, sir.
That everything's going to be all right. Why? Because we're a blessed people.
Thank you.
Amen. Blessed people. Oh, we're so blessed.
Yes,
amen. You know, and like I say, it doesn't mean, you know, I'll get the new job. Amen. It doesn't mean I'll get the raise. Amen. Doesn't mean, although I did. Hallelujah. I forgot to testify about that. Amen. Ask me later. Hallelujah. But see, I'm blessed.
Amen.
I'm blessed. I'm not worried about tomorrow.
That's right.
Truly, I'm not, brother, sister. The Lord gives a peace.
Yes,
he gives a peace. He takes away your fear. You know, if you just fall in love with Him, the Bible says there is no fear in love.
Hallelujah.
When you realize how much He loves you.
That's it.
Amen. How He thinks about you. How He thinks, oh my, I know the thoughts I have for you.
Amen.
Thoughts of good and not of evil to give you an expected end.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You believe that? Amen. But see, people, they get so fearful. They settle.
Yeah,
amen. They'll sell out halfway to victory.
Man, that's it.
Partial deliverance. Don't ever settle for partial deliverance, brother.
That's right, brother.
You know, it grieved my heart one time to hear of a young person had come to an individual for counseling, and this young person had been abused and molested as a child. Amen. They found, and this person had taken him for counseling and said, "Well, you know, everything's okay now. You know, Lord loves you. Everything. You know, you're okay now. But you know, you'll always carry those scars." You'll always carry those scars. And that grieved my heart, brother, sister. Because this is just the way I feel about it. But is anything impossible with God? Amen. Can I tell you a testimony? Amen. This is an old one. This was years back at Louisiana camp in the testimony service. You might remember this, Brother Andrew. But there was a young lady who got up to testify. And she'd had a dart on her. And she was cutting herself. Harming herself. And so she had scars running up all and down underneath her arm. Amen. But the Lord had given her, had really touched her in the meetings and filled her with the Holy Ghost and done such a work in her life. Amen. Amen. And she said, and she's testifying to this, and she said, "I was sitting there in the service,
right,
amen, and thinking all that He did for me, and I wanted to raise my hands and thank God. But I remembered those scars." And she said, "I was ashamed." Amen. But she said, "You know what? He was so worthy. Amen. I raised my hands and praised Him anyway. And I was praising Him, lifting my hands in worship." She said, "I looked at my hand, my arms, and the scars were gone." Amen. That's the God I serve. Amen. It's a God who can heal. Amen. Whatever you've got in your life. Amen. Wherever you're not whole, wherever you're scarred, if it's physical scars or emotional scars or spiritual scars, somebody did you wrong, somebody hurt you. Amen. And it's caused a complex in your life. It's caused a stronghold where you're just closed up, can't trust nobody. Amen. Can't love nobody. Amen, like you really want to. Amen, Jesus Christ can make you whole. Amen, I really believe. Amen, we don't have to settle. Amen, for some kind of a half deliverance. Amen. But Jesus Christ can do the work. If you'll surrender to Him, if you'll testify of good things, if you'll make a positive confession and you'll be patient on God, He'll heal even your scars. Oh, praise God. Amen. Because see, you say, but I'll always carry the scar. I'll always carry the punishment of what happened back then. Amen. But there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. But it's all transformed. Amen. It's all. Amen. What? Oh, if we would just believe that all things are possible with God, what could it be? What could it be in our lives? Where could we come to? Amen. I believe that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But we begin to doubt. We begin to settle. We begin to compromise with the enemy. That's when you start murmuring and complaining.
Yep, that's right.
Murmur, murmur, murmur. Oh, it just seems like, you know, the preacher, it's always he preaches too long, or he preaches too short, or he's not good looking enough, or he can't talk good enough, or, you know, he waves his arms too much and he spits all over the place. And, you know, just seeing, oh my, you know, just seeing those people, you know, they can never, you know, they never get it right. They're off on this. They're off on that. And you get a critical spirit to get on you. Amen. You get that self-righteous. We had that rear its ugly head. Amen. For these meetings this last weekend. Amen. Wolves come in, they said they came to convert us from our denomination to the Method. Amen. To some little old tape church. Amen. To, you know, with a handful of dead and cold. Amen. That you mind if I preach? Amen. You know they haven't had a move of God probably in decades. Amen. Because all they ever do is sit down in a chair and press play on some old dusty tape. Amen. And hear their own opinion over and over and over and over and over. And no preacher and no person can tell them any different. They can't bear correction. Brother, sister, don't you ever get a self-righteous spirit on you. It's the worst thing you could ever be under. Amen. Brother Bram said the greatest deception is to think that you're a Christian and you're not. Amen. Because if you ever get that self-righteous spirit, I can sit down and talk to you till I'm blue in the face. I can't help you. Can't help you. My, and that's terrible. Can't be helped. Can't be corrected. Humble yourself, brother, sister. Humble yourself. Don't ever be a critic. That's not what we're called to. You just let, you know, all the nonsense going around, you just let them do what they're doing. Amen. They'll bear their fruit. Amen. They'll come to their end. Amen. But you just live for God. You just speak the word. That's what you're called to. Amen. You're not called to, we've already had a prophet to come and rebuke all these things. That's not your calling. Amen. But he brought a word to you that's better than what came to them. Amen. It was a word of life. Amen. It was a word of power. Amen. It was a word of deliverance. Amen. It's an Exodus word. It's a rapture word. Amen. A bride word. A manifestation of the hour word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The manifestation of this hour by what brother said. The manifestation of this hour. It's not judgment falling on this earth. Amen. It's not all those things are happening to the children of wrath. Amen. But to the vessels of mercy. Amen. There's a better word. Amen. A word of grace. A word of faith. He said, behold, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. Amen. Whom I will. Amen. Praise God. We are the chosen of God. Amen. We are His beloved. His predestinated seed, children of Jehovah, offspring of His loins. Amen. We don't have time to fuss about with the people of this world and all these vultures circling. Amen. In their death and their stench. Amen. And their criticisms and their doubts. Amen. We've got something to live for. Amen. Don't ever let this be a church. Amen. Where the people sit and look down their noses at the Baptist down the road. Amen. Or the message up there in Lima or whoever. Amen. Don't ever let that spirit come in. Amen. But we're part of something. Amen. We've got something greater to live for. Something greater to look for. We're going to a high place. Amen. We're going to a great place. Amen. A wonderful place. Amen. It's good enough. Amen. Where we're going, it's good enough. You can talk about it for the rest of your life, and you'll never have time to complain. Amen. Amen. You'll never run out of good things to say about what God's doing for us. Amen. To where you've got to waste your time, amen, talking down about somebody else. Amen. Amen. We're going somewhere. We've got a destination. Amen. We've got a goal. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. We've got a city. We've got a land.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm concerned about. Amen. And I want to help as many people as I can get there.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe that's the real spirit of the bride.
Yes.
Amen. We preached about that last time. It's the spirit and the bride say, come.
That's right.
Brother Ram said the spirit, the bride and the spirit and the prophet will all be saying the same thing.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen. And you might have an idea what that is. Well, them denominations, and, you know, them bob-haired women and this and that. And that's not what the Bible said. Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that's thirsty come. Whosoever will, come drink of this fountain. We've got such a fountain of life. Amen. Don't ever dry up into some prickly old pear. Amen. To where nobody can get close enough to you without getting stabbed. Amen. Nobody can give you, amen, somebody try to give you a brotherly hug and walk away with needles all over them. Amen. Oh, why don't you knock the chip off your shoulder?
Amen.
Amen. Why don't you get down at an altar and repent?
Amen.
Amen. That's the problem, is people been around this message too long. You know, and they get a spirit about them. Amen. Like, that they're something. Amen. And that they're righteous, you know. Oh, my. You know, you might have been around this message for 50 years. For all I care. Amen. But if decades around this message can't produce anything better than some old battle axe that'll hack and slash at everybody around them, amen, and cause chaos and confusion and strife, amen, then what kind of a hope you give these new converts, amen, when you're dried up, amen, prickly old, whoo, amen. See, that's when you need to realize you've got a spirit on you, you've lost your confession. Amen. You need to repent. I believe, amen, if you've been around the message 50 years, you still have need of deliverance. Amen. Amen. God said in Leviticus 19, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. Amen. Old gossips. Amen. He says, you'll not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor.
Amen.
I am the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. If God didn't want you to stand against the blood, amen, of some fallen man under the blood of bulls and goats, how about the blood of Jesus Christ? Amen. Here in the form of sons and daughters of his loins, amen, the chosen of God, the beloved of God, what will it be for you, amen, to stand up and criticize and try to curse what God has blessed? Amen. Amen. But he said, I'll bless those that bless thee,
yes,
and curse those that curse thee. And no wonder the churches dry up.
Yep.
Amen. And the people get cold on God,
yep,
and get into such a folly and so much worldliness coming in the church, because they think, because they've been around the message for 50 years, that they're okay. Amen. That they can have it any way they want to, that their opinion matters. Amen. Amen. And tear somebody else down. Amen. And speak against God's very manifestation of this hour. I wouldn't want to be in those shoes. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's the word.
Amen. Oh my.
Oh my. Yes,
amen. People get, you know, people get, they've been married a little too long.
Yep.
Start getting bitter against their spouse. Get away from them and start complaining. Oh, she nags me and, you know, just never, always burns the supper and everything. Just always just on my case all the time. And all that man, he's so, you know, he's just can't, you know, and there, would it kill him to mow the lawn? Would it kill him to take out the trash every now and then? You know? And you just, what kind of hope are you giving the young people? Amen. To see, you know, and I said that's my church. I know. I'm a young minister, not allowed to talk about marriage. Amen. But what I told them, amen, if you've been married 50 years and you haven't learned to talk nice about your wife, you might need my advice. Amen. Bitterness, brother. It's bitterness.
Yes.
Brother Bram said, don't ever let that root of bitterness rise up. He said it'll. He said what that poison acid of malice and jealousy. He said. He said what it'll do. It'll kill you, kill the church, hurt the pastor, and then run the Holy Spirit right out of the building. Don't ever let that happen. My, what a sad thing, you know, to have a history with this message, have a legacy, and have served God for so many years, and then get to such a place. You know, some old. You should be some gray-haired old saint, amen, and yeah. And not some crotchety old gossip, amen. Somebody bitter, amen. Somebody, you know, what happened? You've lost the victory.
Yeah,
you, first of all, you've lost your joy,
right.
Amen. Your peace. Yeah. You've taken everybody else's joy around you, and you've lost your effectiveness for the kingdom of God.
That's it.
Right. You've allowed Satan to come and take control of your testimony, amen, and hijack the power of that tongue, amen, and lost your ministry.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's going to take repentance.
That's right.
It's going to take humility.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Don't get so religious. Amen. Don't get to be so seasoned until you just, you know, till it's all salt. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. That was fresh. All right. Amen. But see, you know, it's the power of the tongue.
Yes, sir.
The power of the tongue. You let Satan's doubts get in, come against a struggle, come against a trial, and what do? You start glorifying the circumstances.
Yeah. Come on now.
That's doubt.
Yeah, that is.
Amen. Sure. The worst thing you can do in a trial, start to talk about obstacles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glorifying all those. Oh, oh my.
Yes.
The worst thing you could do to glorify your disappointments.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Amen. Start looking at the challenge, looking at the obstacle. Brother Bram said about the children of God come to the, I believe it was the, it's either Red Sea, but I believe it's the Jordan River. He says, no doubt the enemy would have said, now God's quite a general, isn't he? Lead his army right up here to the time of spring, when the river at its worst, when it's the worst time to cross, and lead his army up here and lead them to cross.
Right.
He says, no, God lets disappointments happen to show victory.
Right.
Oh, if we could only see that. See, you'd only see that these things that seem to be so burying you and upsetting you, they're trials.
That's right. Yes, sir.
They're things to stand still, focus your glasses on the Word of God,
right.
And speak the Word.
Right.
And just walk forward.
Right. That's right.
Speak the Word. Just walk forward.
Yes,
just
sir.
Speak the Word and walk forward. Amen. And that's, and he, watch what he said. That's all there is
right.
To it.
Amen.
Oh my. Brother Andrew, we ought to preach a sermon sometime on that's all there is to it.
Amen.
Woo! That's all there is to it. You know, it's we sang the song, it's by faith.
Yes,
amen. That I believe. It's by faith. Amen. I'll overcome. Amen. By faith. You know, I'm so glad it's by faith.
Amen.
I'm so glad it's by faith. You know, if it was by intellect, you know, what hope would I have, first of all? Amen. But some drunk out in the gutter, what hope would that man have?
Right.
Amen. If it was by your strength, if it was by your looks, amen, boy, we'd all be out. No offense. We'd all be out, brother, sister. Amen. But see, God didn't make it by those things, by your merits. He made it by faith. You know why? Because faith is the lowest common denominator of the human race. Because every human being is born into this world with the ability to believe.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Doesn't matter who you are, what you call yourself, what you identify with, you believe in something.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. You believe in something. Amen. You just automatically believe.
Yeah. Sure.
Amen. Now see, all you've got to do is take that faith that's God-given
right.
And say, God, I'm putting my faith in your word.
Right.
I choose to believe your word,
amen.
Not what my eyes tell me,
right.
Not what my flesh tells me, not what my desires tell me, Lord. I humble myself. I believe your word.
Amen.
I'm only going to speak your word.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to surrender my lips to the enemy. Amen. Start doubting. Amen. Start complaining. Amen. Oh my. Don't lend the enemy that power. You don't have to.
That's right.
You don't have to. You just speak the word. Walk forward.
Amen.
Speak the word. Walk forward. That's all there is to it. We get to a time we say, God, I don't know what to do. I'm up against it. How many been there? Amen. Somebody might be there tonight. I don't know what to do. I'm up against it. Brother Brown said, speak the word. Lord, I believe. And just start walking forward. God does the opening of the sea. you just walk. God does the opening up of the sea. You just keep walking. See? Oh my, how can we do it? How can we have a faith like that? Brother Bram said, I have heard, but now I see. He said the same thing in Mark 11:23. If you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you can have what you said. But now he says you can't stand there and fumble in your mind and say it. You've got to be inspired to say it. Amen. A good confession comes by yielding to the Holy Ghost. Remember, the Bible said the tongue can no man tame. It's got to take God.
Amen.
You see, that's the beauty of what we're preaching here tonight. You know, because the Word of Faith people, they want to pump you up and get you shouting and make you think that all that workup is where your deliverance is at. That's make right. You think that all that workup and all that emotion is where your victory's at. That's not where it's at. It's not on your shoulders. Amen. It's not on your emotions, not on your mood, not on your actions.
Amen.
Amen. But it just comes by saying, Lord, I surrender to your word.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I surrender to your Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Let the faith rise up in me to defeat Jesus. This challenge. Amen. He'll never let you down.
Amen.
He'll never let you down. Amen. But it's surrender.
Yes,
and that's where the problem is, because you know what human beings hate above all else is giving up control.
That's right.
Yes, sir. We hate to give up control. Amen. But if you just come, if you could come to a place, you've got to come to a place where you say, God, I can't do it.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
God, I can't. Look, you got to humble yourself and say, you know what? I might not figure it out.
That's right.
I might never find the answer. Amen. I might never get it done. Amen. If you can come to that place, then you can go the next step and say, but greater is He that is in me. But Lord, You can do it. Father, I'm casting my cares on You. Lord, I'm committing it to You. Father, I'm worried about it, Lord. Being honest, I'm worried about it. But Lord, I give it to You. And Lord, You've got to take care of it. Lord, I'm leaving it in Your hands. And You just walk. Lord, I believe. And You walk. Lord, I believe. Amen. You don't feel it the first time? Keep the confession. Until you believe it. God will make your body obey your confession.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. He'll make your life, because that tongue is a seat of control.
Yes, sir.
Just yield to Him, brother.
Amen.
That's all there is to it. Amen. Brother Bram says, now, I can't make you believe. Now, listen to this. Neither can you make yourself believe.
That's right. That's it.
Now, if you're hearing that right, you'll go, thank you, Jesus. You can't make yourself believe. God's got to give it to you. It's a gift of God to believe. I believe I preached on that here one time. Not your faith, God's faith. Your intellectual faith might believe it fine, but unless the faith of God's down in your heart, He says, now see, your intellectual faith can accept it and do that.
Sure.
Now, you say, well, brother, you know, I believe, but honestly, brother, it's just all intellectual. You know, I know what the Word says. I know what the promise is. Good. All right? Keep saying it. Amen? If that's all you got, you hold on to that. Amen? You just confess that. And he says, your intellectual faith can accept it. Do that. And just keep believing it with all your heart until God does reveal it to you.
That's right. That's it.
And in that moment of revelation, amen, that moment of inspiration, hallelujah, that's when the anointing of His Holy Ghost comes over you, amen, and you can speak the word. Amen. And the high priest will back up that confession. Amen. The sea will part. Hallelujah. The sick will be healed. Amen. The lame will walk. Nothing is impossible with God, but it's got to be God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Just keep believing it till God does reveal it. Amen. Jesus set that example. Amen. Satan comes against Him. Amen. Oh, this is a creator. He could have called meteorites out of heaven, you know.
Sure.
Wouldn't that be awesome? You know, could have called down lightning and thunder and shook the earth with earthquakes and brought up fire out of the center of the earth. You know, He could have done all those things. And the same power lies in you and I. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. But you know what He did? It is written.
That's right.
It is written. Amen. Because He wasn't just overcoming the enemy for Himself, and He wasn't doing it to draw attention, amen, to that man of Galilee.
All right, let me fix this.
Hallelujah. But to show you and I that that's all that it takes.
Amen.
It is written.
Amen.
It is written.
Amen.
Amen. It is written, you speak to the mountain.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Just hide behind the word. It's a city. It's a it's a hiding place. It's a refuge. You can hide in the word. You can so hide in the word till Satan can't touch you.
That's right.
Because all he can ever get out of you is, it is written. It is written. He brings sickness along. It is written. It is written. He was wounded for my transgressions. By his stripes I'm healed. You know, he'll cause you to trip up. It is written. He was wounded for my transgressions.
Right.
Amen. If my people shall call upon my name. Amen. See, it is written. It is written. It is written.
Lord.
That's the key to victory. That's the power.
Sir.
That's overcoming power.
Amen.
It's the power of the tongue. Amen.
Yes,
amen. That's where we got to come to, brother, sister. The bride has the word and knows what he wants done with it.
Amen.
Amen. He wants it in your mouth.
That's right.
Amen.
Doesn't he? He wants it in your mouth. Let me close on this quote. Don't fear, John. Don't fear, little flock.
Amen.
Amen. 365 times in the Bible, fear not.
That's right.
Don't fear. Amen. All that I am, you are heir to.
Amen.
All my power is yours. You believe it?
Yes, sir.
My omnipotence is yours.
Yes.
As I stand in your midst, I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability.
Yes.
All power is given unto me, and it is yours to use.
Right.
You speak the word, I will perform it.
Amen.
That is my covenant, and it can never fail. Amen. Amen. Death and life, Proverbs 18, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. It's life or death. Your choice. Your choice. Amen. But see, he's given you a way. He's given you a covenant. He's given you an overcoming power. Amen. But you've got to do it his way. Amen. You've got to be humble enough to say, well, you know, everything is going wrong. Amen. But blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father. Lord, as we stand and, Lord, perhaps raise our hands to you, Father, as token of surrender, Lord, because at your word, Lord, we realize we have no overcoming power in ourselves. We have no ability, Father, to face the challenge of this age. But, Lord, we must trust you. We must rely on you, Father. That's what the bride is supposed to do, is lean on her bridegroom, Father, her husband, Lord. Lord, in his strong arm, Lord, will vanquish every enemy. Lord, as Esther came before the king, Father, and Lord, maybe, Lord, she was young enough in her relationship with the king, like maybe somebody here tonight, Father. So young in that relationship where she didn't really know, she didn't really believe that the king really loved her. And so she was afraid to go before his throne, Lord, to ask for deliverance. But Lord, when she could work up the courage to throw away all her fears and run to the presence of the king, then Father, the scepter was extended. Lord, love was spoken. He said, anything you want up to half of my kingdom, you're a joint heir with me.
Thank you.
Oh, my. She said, Lord, my king, come to my house.
Yes.
Come dine with me.
Yes.
Come commune with me. Amen. And when he came again, and not only did he prove that he loved her by allowing her into his presence, but he fellowshiped with her and ate with her and walked with her and talked with her in her house. Lord, as you come tonight, Lord, and you're present with us. Father, then she could ask, Lord, will you give me my life? Deliver me from this enemy that's come against me. Deliver me. Save me, Lord. And he proved his love for her. He destroyed the enemy. Oh, Father, that's what we've got to realize tonight. Lord, is that you asked us to come boldly before your throne. You said you'd be with us, even in us, that you'd come by our house, come live with us, come save us from our enemy, the enemy of this flesh. Father, I pray for every need in this building. Everything these people are facing, Father, that faith would rise up to the challenge. Lord, I pray for every sickness. Lord, would you prove your love and heal them? For everyone that's bound, Father, everyone that's battling something, prove your love and deliver them, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, may faith rise up in your people, Lord.
Lord,
those who've been murmuring, complaining, gossiping, criticizing, Father. Lord, may that stony heart be melted in your presence, Father. Lord, may love come in again, Father, and open up all the windows and let in that light, Father. Dig out that well, Father, that sweet water would flow again, Father. Rivers of living water, that they'd be useful for your kingdom again, that they'd have an effect on the people around them, that they'd have power to change the atmosphere, Father. Oh, God, deliver them. Deliver us, Father. Change our confession, Father. Lord, open up our lips, Lord, and put your word in it, Father. Put it in our hearts. Let it be our meditation day and night. Let it be our daily bread. Let it be our life, Father. Let it be our philosophy. Lord, our motto. Lord, our lifestyle. May it all be your word, Lord.
Yes.
Change the confession. Lord, may we operate by your law. Lord, the power of the tongue. Thank you, Father. Lord, for making a way.
Yes.
For shedding your blood, Father, that we would have access to come boldly before your throne and plead those redemptive blessings, Father, by the word of our testimony.
Yes.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We love you, Father.
Victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ, we've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life.
Yes.
We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, we've been made more than conquerors.
Yes, let that be your confession.
Overcomers in this life.
Who shall separate us from the love of God?
We've been made victorious.
Amen. By the blood of the Lamb.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Once again, we've been made.
Oh, we've been made more than.
Amen. That's what you are tonight. Amen. Victorious.
Overcomers in this life.
Brother Andrew.
We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Give him praise tonight.
Oh, we've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life.
That's me tonight.
We've been made more than conquerors.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Give him praise, children. Thank him for what he's done tonight.
Oh, we've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Conquerors.
possession. Yield to the Holy Spirit tonight. Hallelujah.
We've been made more than
oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Believe with all that's in you. Overcome. If you don't have enough in you, say, Lord, put more in me. Hallelujah. I believe it, Lord.
We've been made victorious.
Doubt come to your mind tonight.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Sing it again, sing it again.
Oh, we've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life.
Glory to God. Make yourself a comer. He has made us overcomers. He made me what I am. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Hallelujah. Don't look at your old dusty, rotten mirror. Look in the mirror of God's Word. Most of us ought to be dead tonight. Most of us ought to be running bars. Most of us ought to be running in some denomination, but God has had mercy on you. And by His grace, He's brought you to truth. He didn't bring you here to lose you now. He brought you here because you're an overcomer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're the pearl of great price to our Lord. He won't lose a one of us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've got a sickness, don't leave with it. Glory to God. If you've got a complex, drop it tonight. And say, Lord, I ain't never going to act that way again. Make your body obey the confession that you know is in your soul. Oh, hallelujah. What a word tonight, brother, sister.
Yes.
What a word. Don't let the moment pass you. Do you have a need? Do you have a need? If you still have a need, the brother said it. Confess. It's met. I'm the Lord that heals all thine diseases.
Hallelujah.
Come unto me, ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. He that comes to me will never thirst. He spake this of the Spirit of God that's in your heart tonight. Glory to God. Don't be thirsty. Say, Lord, I'm hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Well, brother, sister, He's not doing that to torture you. He's trying to get you back to the Spirit. Spirit quenches that thirst. Shows you I am righteous. Because I'm found behind the veil. Found behind the blood. Redeemed by the grace of God.
Yes.
Believe with all your heart tonight, more than anything, that you're saved by the grace of God.
Yes.
That you're a real believer. And put that confession on your mouth, not just for yourself, but for every promise of God.
Yes.
That, Lord, if I'm a believer, then I can do what Moses did. I can stand right in the gap for my family.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't have to watch them go to hell.
That's right.
I can believe with all my heart. Lord, if you're going to send them there, send me, blot me out first. But let them be saved. God will come on the scene. Hallelujah. Show you that's not you saying that. That's Him saying it. Saying it through you. Glory to God. His presence is here tonight, brother, sister. If you know anything about the Spirit of God, He's here tonight. He's here with you. What's He proven to us over and over and over again? What He said, He meant it. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Though we've forsaken Him many times. Brother Bram said, Samson, he's the one that left God, but God never left him. And in his dying moment, when he finally opened his heart back up to God, he was quick to come on the scene. Glory to God. Don't leave here still backslid. I can't. Don't do that. You can hear that Spirit says, you're never going to be good enough. You might as well just quit now. You know what you did. You know. See now some of you start to say, you know what? Maybe that ain't God telling me that. Maybe that's the devil still whispering at me. And I need to believe what God says about me. That God knew I'd do that before He ever called me. Hallelujah. That God knew I'd make these mistakes. But He still filled me with the Holy Ghost. Let your faith rise. Come on now. Don't quit the battle now. We had it preached. Don't take half a victory. Get to where that devil is dead in your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Where you can say without condemnation, God is saying, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I give God my praise without condemnation tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. So look up. When you see that day approaching, look up for your redemption draw. How can you look up if you're in a well of condemnation looking down? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, brother, sister. Praise be to our God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You feel His healing touch tonight? I thank God for His deliverance in my life. Hallelujah. There ain't no big eye little use. If you're dealing with a complex, you got to deal it head on. You got to say, Lord, I've done been wrong, but I thank you for the word tonight. It delivers me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let that come out of my mouth again. See, don't get in a well of condemnation. Say, Lord, thank you for convicting me so I wouldn't do it again.
Amen.
Go home free tonight.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not trying to get you emotions, brother, sister. I just want you to really get delivered.
Amen.
If I've got any confidence, and if you've got any confidence in me, you know I don't just stay here just because. Thank you, Lord. See that deliverance? Sometimes it's tears, but praise God for it. You're tired, you want to go home, that's fine, but our sister needs deliverance tonight. So praise the Lord. Amen. Devil tell you ain't good enough. You're doing what you're supposed to do, sis. Just stick with it. Praise His holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. What a reverence. You feel that now. I think you believe me now. The presence of God is truly here with us. You just feel that settling feeling. You know what that is? It's the peace that passes understanding. It's the confidence to know He's with me. As the brother said, your word falling, your whole world falling apart, but your anchor holds within the veil. You can't see where it is, but you know it's still holding. How do I know it's holding, brother? Because this storm should have rocked me a long time ago, but I'm still standing here. That church ran me in the ground. I should hate this message, but my anchor held within the veil. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is He worth praising tonight, brother, sister? Hallelujah. Let's sing that. Then I exalt thee. I might have to go after. That might be wrong. Hallelujah.
And I exalt thee.
Let's take the time now and worship God.
Oh, I exalt thee.
That's it, brother, sister. That's it.
Oh, I exalt thee.
A shout of praise.
I exalt.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You appreciate the word of the Lord tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Appreciate our brother Nathan coming. Yes. Praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Lord, for sending him. Hallelujah. God bless him tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a word tonight, brother, sister. God is faithful to us. He never leaves us, forsakes us. Tells us exactly what we need to hear when we need to hear it. Hallelujah. How many can say amen to that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. I just want to say one thing that sister, my wife, Sister Ellie, said something about having a runny nose. Well, let me tell you the whole story. She was starting to sniffle and get all puffy-eyed, and I said, are your allergies coming back? She had confessed for a while she didn't have allergies. She said, why are you saying something like that? Just making sure that wasn't going to be your confession. And she said, what are you saying that for? And I said, it's all right. Put a little test there once in a while. Just make sure. That's how she got the victory now.
Amen.
Don't accept what you say. I've had allergies all my life. Don't accept that. I don't care. I had sin all my life. And I had to accept something different is going to happen now. Amen. He was the same way. Glory to God. Amen. So I thank God for a wife that has faith. Amen. You know, you men ought to say the same thing. Sisters ought to appreciate a husband that loves the Lord. Amen. You people that ain't married, you ought to be happy like Paul. Isn't that what he said? He said, I would that all men were like me. He said, then you could, it's just the scriptures, bro. He said, you could attend to the Lord without distraction. That's right. But let every man abide in his call. Don't get you lusting after other things. No. If you don't have a wife, be single. If you do, love her with all your heart and love the Lord with all your heart. Amen. You just feel that real cleansing of the soul tonight.
Yes.
Say, Lord, thank you for touching me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you, Lord. And look, we're believers tonight. That's why we got the word that we got tonight. We didn't need evangelical. We needed something to scrub out our souls and get this out so we can be the real effective Christians that we ought to be. And I thank God for knowing in His divine wisdom what we needed to hear tonight. So praise the Lord. I just got victory. I don't know. I feel great. I feel relieved. That's why the word came, brother, sister, so we can leave feeling good. Amen. Not just, like he said, not just some positive thinking, but I've got an anchor in the bay. I've got a connection to eternity. And that makes everything else fine, because soon and very soon I'm going to see the King. I guess we'll sing that. I was going to sing something else, but we'll sing that. Soon and very soon, come on now, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Thank you, Jesus. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Come on now. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Thank you, Jesus. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Yes, Lord. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There'll be no devil there. There'll be no devil there. We are going to see the King. Glory to God. There'll be no devil there. We are going to see the King. There'll be no devil there. We are going. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're called. But I know Jesus will. Oh, Jesus will be there. We are going. Oh, yes, Lord.